listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skulls in a pool of cerebral spinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain.
Weird Tales of the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy, Part 5.
The Adventures of Sensei Abner. In the past, I've used this subtitle, Weird Tales, as a way to tell you what I hope are funny stories about interactions that I've had with odd characters during my martial arts career. Today's Weird Tale is about a martial arts instructor, a gentleman we will call Sensei Abner. Sensei Abner taught the martial arts in the same market as yours truly for several decades. He now, however, no longer does so. This, I feel, frees me up to relate some stories about him without committing the unprofessional sin of ragging on my competition. I personally have had very little interaction with Sensei Abner through the years. I have had a great deal of interaction, though, with former students of his. As many of you may know, it's quite common for experienced martial artists to train over the years at more than one academy in their area. I've been fortunate enough to have had quite a significant number of Sensei Abner's former students, including advanced students and some assistant instructors, become students at my academy. I was struck by how, to a man, they wanted to regale me with unsolicited stories of their former instructor's quirky behavior. Now, I already knew that Sensei Abner was notorious for his bizarre antics, some of which I will share with you today, but I had no idea just how truly far they went. To set up today's weird tale, it's important that I tell you that when the ninja craze of the 1980s hit southern Indiana, Sensei Abner jumped in with both feet and began teaching what he called ninjutsu. Now, how is it that he could do this? Up to then, he'd only been teaching more mundane traditional martial arts. Had he been secretly studying this legendary ancient way of life for years before this? Had he found a competent ninjutsu instructor that was affordable and accessible, and yet whom none of the rest of us in the area had ever heard of? Well, as it turns out, he had. Or at least he claimed he had. And then things truly got weird when the newspaper article appeared. As part of trying to promote his ninjutsu course, Sensei Abner had contacted a local newspaper reporter. He explained to the reporter that he wished to set up an interview that would introduce to the world the fact that he did indeed train under a legitimate ninjutsu instructor, and that the interview would take place between the reporter and his instructor. He cautioned the reporter that before this was possible, a few ground rules must be observed. The first was that Sensei Abner's instructor's real name would not be revealed, as he wanted to remain clandestinely anonymous. For the purposes of today's podcast, I will go one step further and change the pseudonym from the one used in the newspaper article to a different one. I will call Sensei Abner's secret instructor Arthur Void, or Art Void for short. The purported reason Mr. Void wanted to do the interview, despite wishing to remain anonymous, was to clear up what he thought were misconceptions about the art of ninjutsu, and to attempt to attract a better class of students. The other ground rules to which the reporter must agree in order for the interview to take place included: Mr. Void must not be photographed. His voice could not be recorded. The interview must be held at night in a place designated by Mr. Void. No one was permitted to know the location in advance. Mr. Void would not answer questions directly. Instead, he would whisper into the ear of Sensei Abner, who would then relay the answer to the reporter. Now, for reasons that I cannot begin to fathom in my wildest dreams, The reporter agreed to these conditions. He was given a bit of vague background information as preliminary material for his article. This included the assertion that Art Void had taught ninjutsu for at least 20 years and was supposed to be one of 10 experts in this particular system of ninjutsu in the United States. With the preliminaries out of the way, arrangements were made for the reporter and a photographer to be driven to a rural location in the next county. Sensei Abner told the reporter that the driver, one of his students, would drive evasively in order to elude anyone who might try to follow. The reporter asked just who it was that might try to follow. "Maybe another ninja group," was the cryptic response. The driver, in full ninja garb and gear, with face concealed by a mask, followed Sensei Abner's instructions on how to get to the location. After a fairly long haul, in which they had crossed the river into the next state, they finally arrived at what appeared to be a deserted outbuilding or barn. A tiny spray of illumination bled out into the night through the open doorway of the barn, coming from a couple of red light bulbs. As the reporter walked into the building, someone set off some sort of pyrotechnic device, making a loud and sudden bang a few yards from his feet. A dark figure, also in ninja garb, dropped from the rafters, and then, of course, did a few obligatory shoulder rolls, as you might expect from any self-respecting ninja. Yet another ninja appeared from a dark corner, and then did more obligatory shoulder rolls. One of these two was then introduced to the reporter as Art Void. Mr. Void said nothing, but knelt on the ground, spine erect, looking directly at the reporter. The other ninja was not introduced, but stood guard with a compound bow, an arrow knocked and pointed at the ground. Sensei Abner greeted Mr. Void, giving a ritual salute before kneeling beside him, also facing the reporter. The reporter turned to look behind him. Two more ninjas stood guard, holding bladed weapons. All the pieces were in place. The complex logistics had been navigated, and now the interview was on. Now keep in mind that every time the reporter asked a question, Mr. Void would lean and whisper into the ear of Sensei Abner, and then Sensei Abner would give the answer to the reporter. Much of the interview consisted of Mr. Void bemoaning the fact that the quality of applicants for studentship he had seen up to that point was terrible. He also spent time talking about his own thoughts about ninjutsu. Quote, "We teach in the old way, the traditional way, before ninjas became hired assassins," unquote. He goes on to say, quote, "We are not trying to put other ninja groups down, but," unquote. He then immediately proceeds to put other ninja groups down by saying, quote, "What some ninjas have evolved into is dirt. Our way is the wind, which deposits that dirt in its proper place," unquote. Yeah, he really said that, in print, in the newspaper. Mr. Void goes on to claim to be very picky in just whom he accepts as a new student, stating that there's an exhaustive application and interview process. He further claims to have interviewed prospective students in such diverse places as airports and under bridges, and to only have accepted 4 of the interviewees as students. He then turned to the fact that there is a certain quasi-supernatural aura that hangs over the subject of ninjas and ninjutsu. Quote, "The average Westerner thinks about mysticism too much," he said. "They can't define what mysticism is, so how do they know what it is?" Unquote. Let me interrupt at this point and state that many different cultures profess their own forms of mysticism, each different from the next. It is indeed difficult to nail down a solid definition, but that does not mean that Mr. Void knows the truth and that no one else does. Regular listeners to my podcast probably already know my feelings about the concept of mysticism. Humans are prone to magical thinking and to use magical thinking to fill in the gaps of what they don't understand. Not understanding something does not mean that magic works. But I digress. Let's get back to the interview. As Mr. Void continued speaking about ninja mysticism, he said, quote, "There are no limits. The only limit is death. And even that is not a limit." Unquote. I would love to see his hard evidence for the assertion that death is not a limit. The subject then came up of the purported public perception of fear surrounding ninjas. This elicited one of my favorite quotations, which went, quote, "Ninjas should be feared when you cross them. Someone who persistently troubles us will be tolerated to a degree before being put out of our troubles." Unquote. The jokes write themselves. This story was given a huge two-page spread with large pictures in the family and leisure section of the local newspaper. Now, all of that would be more than enough for a fine episode of Weird Tales of the Rising Phoenix Academy, but there is more to the story. A few years after this article appeared, a new student began training at my academy, who had once been a student of Sensei Abner. After I'd gotten to know him for a while, the subject of the newspaper article came up. "Oh, man," he exclaimed, laughing and slapping his forehead with his palm. "I was one of the ninjas standing guard that night. Don't judge me. I was just a dumbass teenager." "You do know that this Art Void guy doesn't exist, right?" The person sitting there for the interview was one of Sensei Abner's students, acting as a stand-in. Sensei Abner simply pretended to pay attention to what words were or were not whispered in his ear by this sitting stand-in, and then turned to the reporter and answered his questions as he wanted them answered. He was just trying to maintain the fiction that he had a ninjutsu instructor, which he did not. Wow. I was stunned. Why hadn't I seen it before? It's all laid out right there in the newspaper article. But what's brilliant, in a twisted way, is the way he introduced his purported instructor to the tri-state media market. What better way to get past any questions about whether or not he actually had a legitimate, whatever that means, ninjutsu instructor, than by introducing him in a two-page newspaper spread in the largest media market within hundreds of miles, and to do so with the physical body of the purported instructor, Art Void, wearing ninja garb, complete with strategically placed identity-concealing face mask, and to do it in such a way that he, Sensei Abner, got to answer the reporter's questions the way he wanted. That's brilliant. Well, in a sort of unscrupulous and sociopathic way. By the way, in those days, lots more people read the newspaper than do today. This was at least half a decade before the modern internet. Well, that pretty much sums up our first story about Sensei Abner. But let me assure you, dear listener, that there will be many more to come. Now, let me try to be serious for a moment. I enjoy having a laugh as much as any of you, but it's important to remember that this is actually, really, very serious. I love the martial arts. It's done a lot for me, and I hope I've been able to use it to do a lot for other people. But ass clowns in the martial arts who act like Sensei Abner are what give the rest of us a bad name, helping to push us to the margins of the modern fitness market. So, although I hope you found this episode funny, the most important reason that I present it for you is my belief that sunlight is the best disinfectant. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think, and check out old episodes of the Martial Brain Podcast at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for the Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or about the Rising Phoenix Academy at my website, rpmartialarts.com.